Hello, we are back with the Barca Breakdown podcast here in 2020. My name is Adam.
And I am Youssef.
And a happy new year to everyone listening. You know, we're coming to you with this game from Espanyol. A little bit of a dreary start to the season, but we're trying to rise above and stay positive.
Well, we might not be as positive as we go along, but...
True. If you guys can, you know, follow us on Instagram, Twitter, at Barca Breakdown, that would be really, really wonderful. So I think before we get into the game, use, let's talk about some of the injuries that the team has been facing.
Boy, I do not want to talk about them because I'm very unhappy about Ter Stegen being out. Although Neto did fine today, overall, I'm really bummed. He's going to have some knee issues and he's going to have some possible surgery, right?
I know. I heard that, yeah, the plan is right now for him to have surgery after the Euros. That kind of sucks because it means it'll be after, you know, it'll be after the Euros and into the start of our season when he'll probably be recovering. And so, you know, if Germany decides to push him to the side and start Neuer, maybe he'll get it a little bit earlier, but overall, not a great look. And then, you know, it seems like he won't be ready for the Spanish Super Cup, but he should be ready to play in La Liga, I think, in the next 2 weeks or so.
Well, we're going to miss him in a big game coming up next week. Next week on Thursday, we're playing Atletico, you know? Like, that's...
True. It is the Spanish Super Cup, which is not the biggest deal. But
yeah.
We are going to miss him. I mean, I think definitely in the Valverde era, he has been our second most important player, right? So, you know, missing Stegen is never a good thing. And then we just got new word that Arthur will be out for 3 weeks.
Three more weeks.
Which is just crazy. I mean, he missed most of December, and now he's going to miss most of January. And, you know, as we kind of saw today, we seem to really be missing his presence, not just because he's a great player himself, but it actually adds, like, a new level of depth that we just are missing right now, right? Like, when he's in the lineup and active, you know, we can rotate with Rakitic and Frankie and Busquets and Vidal more, whereas right now it just has to be basically Vidal or Rakitic as kind of a super sub, and only having one midfielder to come in and kind of add some more, you know, firepower really seems to have kind of neutered our offense in the last month and a half, 2 months.
On top of that, we lost Alenia to Real Betis on loan, right?
I know. So, I know how happy you are. Let's not sugarcoat it and say that you aren't just ecstatic. I heard you did like a dance. You had a Alenia good riddance party. True or false?
But, you know, after this game, I was actually pretty bummed that we didn't have him for the sole reason that our midfield seemed like we needed to change something up. And the lack of options that we had today really hurt us, I think.
I know. That's what I've been saying for months. And yet you, after that one performance at San Mamés, that one half, have just been digging into him.
Yeah, but we don't really have other players.
I'm pretty upset because, like, as we keep seeing, right, if Frankie goes down or Busquets goes down or, you know, any of our midfielders, including Arthur, we're just going to be screwed. I mean, only Arthur's out, and, like, our midfield seems like it has no depth and no ability to have anyone kind of working for a spot. So I am pretty bummed about that development. You know, Alenia maybe didn't have the greatest start to the season like we were kind of alluding to, but, you know, he'd been playing a little bit more minutes, and I think overall he provides an element that we kind of lack in our midfield, which is someone who's really looking to drive the ball forward and take on some dribbles. I think we don't have that many midfielders right now who are trying to make dribbles and kind of put on, you know, a more offensive-minded performance when they're in.
Mm-hmm. And then lastly, we have our, you know, young stud, Dembouz, out still for the millionth year in a row, right? Still hurting us. We don't have him. It would be nice to have him back. Seems like when we switch out Griezmann right on the left side, there's not really that many options. We took out Griezmann and put in Semedo, and then we switch Roberto to the midfield, which if we had Dembele, maybe
good.
Not good at all. But maybe if we had Dembele, it could have been a different story.
True. I mean, you know, I don't think he didn't have any sort of setback, so it's not like we're, you know, worried that. I mean, we're always worried he's going to re-injure himself, but it's not like he had a setback, and hopefully he'll be back by February is when the team seems to be targeting his comeback.
Yeah, early February. Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, we're going to talk about this a lot in the game, but this team's too old, and Dembele really is, you know, obviously a young firecracker of a player, and we really need anything we can, any player who can add speed to the lineup. I think especially today and, you know, even the Clasico, some of these performances we've had since the start of December just really show this team has aged, you know. Again, not to have that normal PTSD about Anfield that we always have, but it seems like the story since Anfield has just been, dude, the core of this team is too old. And then, you know, we'll talk about more about, you know, some of the fans who are upset and journalists who are upset about Messi and Suarez not pressing too much when we were down to 10 men. But just overall, the core of this team has gotten too old, and the players we've tried to buy to kind of freshen it up and add youth, including, you know, Dembele, including Coutinho, they just haven't been able to pan out, right?
Yeah, no, it's a big blow to, you know, our team when we're trying to get these players, and we think we gotta incorporate them into our play, and then they end up getting hurt. It just drives back our progress, and then we have struggle to have these players that are not being able to keep up with everything come out and do the same thing every time. Like, we really need wingers, right? And if we need
pace. We just need the ball to move quicker, and the lineup we have right now can't really do it. And like, kind of the ironic thing here is that maybe the oldest player we got in the last few years is Vidal, and he's been actually going off, right? Scoring a lot of goals. He had another one today, which is super impressive.
Sure.
I think that puts him up to 6 or 7 in La Liga this season, and he's been, you know.
He's our Paulinho.
He's Paulinho, right? Plus. Paulinho Plus is what I call him.
Plus. Oh, sorry. I heard some reports, though. He's trying to maybe swindle his leave.
I know. We should talk about that a little bit. There were some rumors that he's trying to sue Barca for like $4 million in bonuses. Mm-hmm. I've heard it's not legit, and it was just part of his attempt to leave. But it seems like if we got rid of Alenia, there's no way that the team would get rid of Vidal as well. But I think all of us here know Valverde. We know the Barca board. Nothing is really off limits, no matter how dumb the idea sounds.
Yeah. I'm kind of saddened, though, because when he came to our team, he's like, oh, treble. And we're like, oh, okay, he's got a good mindset, you know. And now that the team's kind of dropping down because Valverde's dragging us to the depths of the ocean, that he wants to leave.
True. I mean, I see why he might be a little frustrated, right, at times.
No, I agree.
You know, even though I think there was that big second half when he came in against Inter Milan where he changed the game, and there was that period of time where we thought he would be kind of a staple in, like, the starting 11. November and December weren't that kind to him in terms of minutes, even though he was a super sub sometimes. So I understand his frustration, right? It seemed like Rakitic, who was, you know, kind of in the cellar, didn't play at all the first 2 months, has really had a resurgence for better or for worse. Let's get into the Espanyol game. Before we do, you know, one interesting thing that we kind of alluded to last podcast is that this is the first one Yus and I are recording from a distance, not in the same room.
True.
So, we're still, you know, this is kind of like a reset a little bit, and we're still trying to get the audio quality down, so we appreciate you guys being patient. All right, Yus, let's get into the Espanyol game. The starting lineup, front three, pretty predictable, right?
Standard, yeah. Midfield, we had FDJ, Raki, and Boosie. Seems like that's what the standard's been in the last few games as well.
Since Arthur's been surprising. Gone, we have those three. I mean, I think I always have a worry with those three that there's just not enough pace, right? I mean, again, going back to Anfield, we've had a constant issue of, Busquets and Rakitic together not being the most quick group of players. Mm-hmm. And so I had a little bit of a fear. Now, you know, one thing we should mention is going into this game, Espanyol were bottom of the table. And
which makes our draw so much worse, but go on.
I thought, okay, it's not a great team, even though this might be the slowest midfield we have. Hopefully we just need to get through the game and score a few goals and we'll be fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then we... back four, we had Roberto, of course, Piqué, Lenglet again, and then Alba is, you know, he's come back from injury. He's been playing these last few games. So, again, it seemed like this was the typical Valverde lineup with what we've been going through these last few games. So I'm not too surprised about it. What I thought about it, I would say that, there's not much to say. It's standard. Okay, we're playing the bottom team. Maybe we could have played someone like Carlos Perez to give some rest, or even Umtiti. Like, I wouldn't mind seeing that. It just seemed typical to me. What about you?
Oh, I think the same thing. I mean, this is definitely, you know, And no one can look back at the lineup and say we started anything near a weakened team, right? This was like our A team. And we go into Espanyol, one of our rivals, a Barcelona derby, and just get played off the park, kind of, right? I mean, you know, as we get into talking about the game, the first half I thought was pretty atrocious. I mean, you know, Frankie is the kind of the character who we'll talk about as the one who had, like, the most obvious negative consequences to the game.
For sure.
He got that foul in the first half that led to the free kick where they just got an open header on net. It was a beautiful header, but Neto just stood there like a statue.
I thought, you know, I watched that replay a couple times, and I was thinking, why didn't he move? And I, you know, real time, it looked like, oh, it was a little too fast. But when it slowed down a bit, I was like, he could have made it. Like, he was covering the near post, but the ball didn't even come that far from him. I thought he was just too slow to react, honestly.
True. At the same time, I feel like if the defense gives an open header, it's always going to be bad for business and hard to save.
True.
Yeah, but
I just thought he could have done better.
The first half, really, we just looked like we were being kind of pushed around a lot. I mean, Espanyol was pressing us and seemed like they were playing better ball throughout the first half. I think at the end we got a little bit better. Messi had that header in like the 40th minute where he almost scored, and then the 43rd minute Suarez had a beautiful chance that just went off the post. But what was kind of your thoughts throughout the first half and as we headed to the second?
So I thought in the first half we had okay possession, but we weren't doing anything with it. There was a huge lack of creativity. I thought the ball was being moved, but it wasn't creating any space. It wasn't moving their defense to create any options. It wasn't looking for anybody to make any runs. It seemed pretty stagnant. And then, as you said, the goal, I think after that goal, about, I don't know, 5 minutes after that goal, I thought we really amped it up. I thought the energy came in. And then going into the second half, I thought that we kept that energy up, which I don't think we usually do. I don't think we end a half and then come out and maintain like a steady increased level of energy and performance, which I thought we did this game.
But here's two things of my thoughts going into the second half. One is that Valverde made a good change. He subbed out Raki for Vidal. I thought that was a great change. But dude, the other issue I have is we're just always playing these La Liga games behind and then having to like save ourselves and try and score one to draw or score two. I mean, I think we've let up twice as many goals this season as Madrid. And so, you know, I mean, we can blame Valverde every week we want to, but like this defense has just been awful and some of the blame has to go on the players, right? I mean, again, I think Lenglet continued the trend of him not performing well. I thought Piqué had some good saves in the first half for his team, but overall didn't look too spectacular. I mean, this defense it's the Swiss cheese, man. We got away from that a little bit in November and December, but there was a reason why we kept harping on that, you know, the holes in the defense, the crosses with people wide open for headers throughout that first few months of the season, and it seems like we really haven't taken a step up in defense.
I agree. One thing I've noticed sort of is when teams get kind of aggressive with us, sometimes we don't react effectively, and that seems to
is it because we don't react, or is it because we're slow, or because the players are disinterested? You know, there's so many different thoughts I have about kind of why we're being pushed around.
I don't know. I feel like sometimes, you know, some players get in our players' faces, and then it amps us up and energizes us. But today it seemed like they were just fouling, honestly, on both sides of the ball. But I don't think that, you know, grew a fire in us to, you know, fight back. And even though we scored two goals, it seemed like we were rushing after that half. After they scored, we're like, oh, we have to score now. Not
true, but why do we need to go behind to get the fire lit under us? You know?
No, I agree. It's so frustrating. I agree completely.
And let's talking about kind of the issues some people had with Messi in terms of not pressing in the first half. I felt like there really wasn't a fire under Messi to perform the whole game. I mean, he had a few moments where, you know, in the second half he created that opportunity for Suarez. He also had a nice pass to Alba early on in the first half and had that header that was right to the goalkeeper, Diego Lopez. But, you know, overall, I think if the captain isn't the one who looks like he's trying to save the game, then we're screwed, right? I mean, the whole era of Valverde, we keep talking about how it's like team play is pretty poor and Messi saves us. And so, you know, when Messi doesn't come out with that fire that he normally has in that, you know, A-plus performance, I mean, it just seems like if Messi's not playing at his best, the team has absolutely no chance. I mean, dude, we're literally playing the worst team in La Liga, and we...
And we drew.
That's the crazy part is, in La Liga this season we've scored 49, but we've allowed 23. You know,
yeah,
we have a plus two over Madrid in goal differential, but they've let up 12 goals. We let up 23. It's crazy. I mean, our offense is not bad, and we've been able to score goals, but just
well,
our
we scored
defense,
like
we get pushed
4-1 against Alaves, right?
So true. That, we had a few 5-2s too.
Yeah, 2 5-2s early in the season, and it kind of disguises the true play of our team, and like the lack of defense definitely makes it harder on the goalies, of course. And I don't know, I really don't like the idea that we went down with bad energy, we had to fight our ways back up, and then we kind of gave up near the end. We couldn't hold it, and then we drew, right, against the worst team. That's what I'm really harboring on. I don't want to be too negative, but that's the thing in my head when I'm thinking about the overall arching theme of this game. It was that, and it was bad, right?
I mean, yeah, I think this whole season we could say that the team's just never on for a full 90. Like, I don't know if there's been one game this whole season where we've been on a full 90. I mean, some of those Champions League games will have, like, a crazy good first half, and then just shut off, right? And like, okay, you know, Suarez scored the goal, right? It was a great cross from Alba. But, you know, if we kind of pick apart each different player here, I thought Alba, even though he's been injured, has not really come back and looked that good for 6 months now.
Yeah.
I thought Suarez is just, he's just been the same player. He's like so bad sometimes and so good. I mean, he's honestly been on a tear lately in terms of getting assists and scoring goals. Yeah. But, you know, even when he's doing that, we have Suarez and Messi, and we talked about this so many times, who are just slow and not willing to press often. And it's like Messi's worth it because at any moment in any game he can kind of turn the page and score or win a game. But I just feel like long term we need to really be looking for a replacement for Suarez. And you know, I hate to get too down in the dumps about our chances this season, but it doesn't seem like we have really a great chance to push forward for any trophies. I mean, I don't even know if La Liga is in our grasp, even though we're tied for the lead.
I think out of all of them, La Liga is probably the only one we might win. Copa del Rey, I feel like we're going to fall flat because we're going to be trying so hard in the other cups. And then I think in Champions League, we're just not energetic enough. We're not motivated enough. We're not, you know, driven enough to you know, take down some of these bigger teams, like as we saw against Liverpool. You know, those teams have like this heart to do the Champions League and beat these teams. And
it seems like we're just scared, you know, we get punched in the mouth and then like the team, like, you know, oftentimes just kind of hides in a corner. This game we came back, but then it's like, well, Frankie de Jong, he gets 2 yellow cards in 10 minutes and just doesn't seem to have the concentration necessary, right? I mean,
we're always talking
about the golden boy, Frankie, with the golden hair, right? But today, he had definitely his worst game as a Barcelona player. That second yellow card, he just gave up the ball and then tucked the guy's shirt. I mean, come on, we're up 2-1 away. And then, you know, if we talk a little bit more about Valverde here, you know, it seemed like we were up 2-1. We were playing for a draw. And then once Frankie goes off, we substitute out Griezmann, the only one of our front three who's running around and defending.
I was honestly disgusted, but that was his decision for a sub. It really bothered me. Take off Suarez, put on Carlos Perez or something. Honestly, he has more energy than Suarez, and he'll do some defense, you know, and that will maintain our 2-1 lead.
We all love Messi, but dude, even in a game like today, maybe he should have gone off, right? I know it's kind of sacrilegious to say because he can win a game any time, but one of Messi or Suarez should have gone off. I mean, even after we scored that second goal around the 60th minute, it just seemed like we were playing to kind of keep a lead of 2-1. And so we really should have had some more proactive subs. I think, you know, whereas it used to be a strength of Valverde, his subs in the last season, like this season, it seems like he's been way too reactive and not proactive and just putting us in a bind and then hoping he makes a sub when it's too late will kind of save the day.
Yeah. As good as I thought those goals were, and I was happy that, you know, he gave Suarez a long enough chance going into the second half. Like, I mean, I don't think I've ever seen him sub off Suarez at a half, right? But after he did his work, after that second goal, I would take him off, man. Like, I'd be like, okay, we got our 2-1 lead. Suarez done the work. We just need to, you know, add some energy into this game to keep up our defense. That's what I would have done. I totally agree with you. He has, Valverde, that is, has really decreased his ability, or his, I guess, his strategic ability on substitutions. Although I also think that the substitution list, I didn't really like that much. I mean,
yeah. I mean, without Dembele and Arthur, like we were saying at the beginning of the pod, it really leaves us with nothing to put in.
Yeah.
I mean, again, it's just not great that we have to rely on Ansu Fati, a 17-year-old, for like a game against the worst team in La Liga. You know, it's just, it's ridiculous. Yeah. Anyways, one of the last comments I have is I thought Neto should have done more on that last goal, too, from the player. First Chinese goal ever scored against Barca, which is kind of cool from a Chinese national. But, you know, that was just awful defense. Piqué and Lenglet were, like, nowhere to be found. And then I think Neto could have done a better job to stop that shot.
I wouldn't blame it so much on Neto. I think it was a bad angle, which means he probably should have had it. But, yeah, I think the defense just left way too much room for him to take that shot. And just like the header, there was way too much room when he had that header. He had time. He didn't have anyone pressing him. He didn't have anyone, you know, making any bodily contact with them. Those kind of opportunities are just, they're oriented to have them score. And it just, I don't know. It's bad, really.
Yeah, we're not in a great place, fellow breakdowners, but... Yeah. You know, looking forward, we have Atletico this Thursday in the Spanish Super Cup. Not necessarily a huge game for us. Do you have any quick predictions?
I feel like we always beat them somehow. So I'm just going to go with an easy 1-0 because...
Same. I feel like the 1-0 is a classic score versus Atletico. Yeah. So I'll go with the same.
Their defense is good too, so...
But their O has been pretty bad lately. Yeah. They barely won today against, I think, Getafe. All right. Thank you guys so much for listening. Any final thoughts, Yus?
I just really hope that we come back from this after this break. I just hope that was like a, you know, a down drop in our play after break. So I hope it comes up from here, but that's about it really for me.
Awesome. Thank you guys. Talk to you later.
Thank you.
All right. Stop recording.